Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you're all having a fantastic start to a wonderful Monday. Absolute perla here in Sydney. Beautiful blue skies. Nice and crisp and cool, but not cool as in if you were from Europe. It's still pretty bloody warm here and I'm loving it. Really good weekend. Turned the phones off yesterday. Turned the computer off yesterday. Did nothing but had fun with family down at the beach. And yeah, did a bit of fishing and I feel very, very relaxed and ready to get back into it. This week, I will be heading up to New York on Wednesday morning for Consensus for New York Blockchain Week. I'm looking forward to it. Should be a blast. Lots of amazing guests to interview. So if you're going to be over there, keep an eye out for the bald dude. There's only one. No, if only there was only one, huh? I'll be special then. Keep an eye out for me. If you see me, say g'day, pull me over and let's have a bit of a chat. Guys, I wanted to just kick off the week with a quick run through of the top 10 because you know what? We saw Bitcoin get to just about 10,000. I said last week that I thought we'd get to 10,000 and see if we'd grind up over the weekend. Well, guess what? We pretty much got there. You know, we got a high of 9,900 or something along those. Yeah, was it about, yeah. Depending on what chart you're looking at, we pretty much got there. Now we've sold off from that point. Now don't be worried about that. You know, don't look at that and go, oh dear, that's bad news, because it's really not. It's fairly normal. You know, people that bought back down around 8,000 or even 9,000, 10,000 is a round number. It is a psychological level. It's a point at which price would likely sell off from. It's a logical point to take some profits. It really is. And the reason we didn't hit 10,000 exactly is because most traders and most investors will have their orders stacked just before 10,000, giving them a nice easy exit strategy. Nice easy exit point prior to the big daddy 10,000. So what's it actually look like now? Well, to be honest with you, it's looking strong. I mean, excuse me, we pushed the new highs in that trend. We're just pulling back into that cradle zone right now, and we're above a lot of levels. We're sitting basically back on a point at which we broke out from. Okay, now on the 12 hour, we've got a beautiful little cradle starting to form there, right there in the buy zone. So looking really, really good there. Fantastic. I'm going to be stalking that chart very, very hard throughout the day, seeing if we actually do get a trading setup, a crypto cradle, even the 8 hour potentially, but it's usually the 12 and 16. I haven't gone through and done a full analysis of that, but I can just see the small little green candle in that area at the moment. If you don't know what the crypto cradle is or this cradle zone, jump across to tradercobb.com and have a look underneath the tab, what's hot. You'll see that you'll find a little section there where you can find free crypto update videos, and you'll see a whole bunch in there. So go check that out, guys. It's free, so you can go and find out a bit more about this cradle zone. Sign up to the bi-weekly video newsletter too. Don't forget that, because I put content out there twice a week. So from Bitcoin, we go to Ethereum now. And Ethereum, again, oh my goodness me, looking at this 12-hour, it just looks fantastic. I mean, it's in a great uptrend. It's pulling back into that cradle zone. The daily is really bullish. Ethereum is really sort of taking its spot back on the throne as one of the big dogs. When Bitcoin was falling a little bit, Ethereum was falling a lot. Now, I don't know why this was occurring, but it was occurring. And, we're sitting right now back on the 776 level, which is an old level of support and resistance. Now it's broken above, we're pulling back. It looks like it may become support, but a fantastic trend there on Ethereum. Moving on to Ripple now, just a bit of a have a look at the top 10. Very much sideways. Ripple's not doing a great deal. Had a good pop. We are up from 50 cents or below 50 cents. We've doubled since back in early April. But it's kind of gone to sleep a little bit. Bitcoin Cash has continued on its massive rise to the upside. We've tested 1,800, getting very close back up to some very strong momentum. I mean, the highs on Bitcoin Cash was roughly around that $4,000 mark. We're nowhere near there just yet, but I'll tell you what, we are getting some momentum. Very strong uptrend, once again, looking like a very strong market. And good news for Litecoin fans. Litecoin has broken into an uptrend once again. It's broken that 167 resistance level. It's pulling back into that level right now. And on the 7 hour, on the 8 hour, on the 12 hour, on the 16 hour, on the daily, we have an uptrend. So that's really good to see. EOS has started to consolidate once again. Not a great deal going on there, but of course, EOS has had an absolutely insane run over the past, I don't know, month really. So no surprises there. Cardano also just holding, not doing a great deal. Fairly basic, just sitting there. grinding away, and we'll have to wait and see what it does. Not very exciting there. Lumen also just had a move. It's just sort of grinding away sideways, holding around that 45 to 40 cent mark. Not a great deal going on there. Not very inspiring either, but not bad either. Definitely still on an uptrend. NEO has sort of had a pause. It's got some resistance there at $93, and of course the round number of 100 ahead. If we can break through there, we've got a little bit about, well, light resistance of 120, but for now NEO is just holding and not doing a great deal. We saw IOTA have a good push up last week over the weekend. It pulled back a little bit. It was a very good push up last week, though. Thursday, Friday of last week was a really, really powerful move. And Wednesday, Thursday, I think it was. And now we're just seeing a bit of a pullback. But again, a really nice uptrend there. I'm looking at this on the 12 hour, and it's back in that cradle zone as it is on the 16. Again, just a bit of patience required now to wait and see if there's going to be a setup that occurs that we can actually trade. So across the park, the top 10 is looking quite bullish for the most part. Bitcoin is underneath 10,000 once again. We have had about a $500 pullback, but that is not of any concern whatsoever to me at this point in time. It is a strong market. It can change at any minute, but I'm a trader, so I can go long and I can go short. Right now, I'm pretty much flat. My investments are there, and I don't have any live trades right now. There were some good trades that popped up along the weekend, but I wasn't there, and I've left those because obviously you can't trade when you're not there. So guys, to wrap this up on a Monday morning, I think the most important thing for this week is to really just stay calm and cool. Watch what the markets do. Wait for your opportunities. Those opportunities may come today. There's some great cradles starting to set up. Now, if we do see these cradles set up and trigger, then for Bitcoin in particular, I can see a break of 10,000. We've got to wait and see how we go, though. Of course, there is no crystal ball. I just work on probabilities. It's about waiting for your moment. I won't be trading up into 10,000 unless I get something that is absolutely magnificent and allows me to scale out my risk before the round number of 10,000, because it probably will. Well, there's a potential for it to act as a resistance again. For now, guys, I'll be looking across the other alts and just watching to see how Bitcoin does leading into the early stages of the week, to see if we actually break up through that level, or if we continue to consolidate, or the other option is that we sell off. Either way, I'll be watching it closely, guys. If you're sitting there wondering what to do, if you don't know how to trade, then guys, don't miss out on the biggest potential bull run of your lifetime. The dot-com boom was exactly that, a big boom. A lot of people made a lot of money in a short period of time. Now, your investments may do that. Your trading is what's going to keep you around. If you know how to trade it when it goes up and down, you're going to have an income-providing skill set. Now, if you want to get that, you need to act. It's not going to happen without you doing something. I can offer you the opportunity to learn from my experience. I've made a hell of a lot of mistakes, guys. I've cocked up heaps. I've lost a lot of money. I do not do that anymore. But what I'm getting at here is that you've got somebody in the space that is a crypto trader who has been trading for over 11 years, guys. I'm not new to this. This is technical analysis, trading of human emotions plotted on a chart. I'm an expert in this field. There's a lot of stuff I'm not an expert in. As a matter of fact, most stuff I'm pretty bad at. Trading is something that I am good at, and I seem to be pretty good at helping people to achieve their goals as well in this space. I've got amazing feedback on these courses. If you're considering it, guys, stop considering it and start doing. People that take action get results. People that sit in the sidelines don't. It's as simple as that. Visit tradercobb.com. Have a fantastic day in New York. I can't wait to meet you. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out tradercobb.com, because experience matters.